Physical activity is good for your health, but it can stress and strain your body if it's not done right. If it's done too suddenly or without basic precautions, exercise can lead to injury or illness. Even if you have long been active and are fit, keep safety in mind. Do not assume that basic precautions do not apply to you. The most important ways to avoid injury and illness are to learn about the risks of any new activity you begin. Take lessons if appropriate. Wear clothing that is right for your activity, including shoes that have good support for your feet. Always use the safety gear that is recommended for your chosen activity, such as helmets and knee pads. Learn about the use and proper fit of safety equipment. Begin an exercise routine slowly and gradually increase intensity. And pay attention to your body's signals, such as pain and fatigue, when starting a new activity or when increasing the intensity of your physical activity. General muscle soreness is common when you try a new activity. But pain can mean you're injured. If you're very tired, you may be doing too much too soon. Different types of injuries and illnesses related to physical activity can occur. For example, dehydration may result from losing too much water through sweating and failing to replace it by drinking as you exercise. Heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or dehydration may result from exercising in heat and humidity. Overhydration is having too much fluid in the body. It's possible to become overhydrated from drinking too much fluid. This is rare, but it can happen to people who do strenuous exercise for a long time, such as long-distance runners. You can avoid overhydration by learning to match your fluid intake to how much fluid you lose through sweat, and by noticing if you have symptoms of overhydration. One symptom is feeling bloated. For example, your watch band or race bracelet may become tight. With overhydration, you may also feel sick to your stomach or confused. Overhydration during exercise is unusual, but it is a medical emergency when it happens. Overuse injuries can happen to anyone who overuses certain joints or muscles. Intensive exercise and sports, or doing too much too soon, can lead to overuse injuries. Not using the proper form for the activity or wearing poorly fitting shoes can also cause injury. Exercise-induced asthma can occur regardless of whether you have asthma at any other time. Overtraining can cause fatigue and irritability, as well as increased risk for injury and illness. Finally, a heart attack is rare, but you should be aware of its symptoms. The key warning sign is chest discomfort or pain that is crushing or squeezing or feels like a heavy weight on the chest. Pain may spread from the chest to the back, neck, or jaw, or to one or both shoulders or arms. Other symptoms include sweating, shortness of breath, nausea or vomiting, dizziness or lightheadedness, and a fast or irregular heartbeat.